Okay, let's go over now to our particular song, and we must move on. We have 5 minutes for each point. So we're on page three now, brothers and sisters. Page three. And I'm going to read it in the New King James, so you have your notes in front of you, and also your Bible if you would like, and we'll have a look at these headings. Let's turn now to Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah chapter 42. And I'm going to do verses 1 to 7. The New King James Version. Isaiah 42, 1. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry out nor raise his voice, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoking flax he will not quench. He will bring forth justice for truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth, and the coastland shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will give you as a covenant to the people, the Ha'am, the people, as a light to Hagoyim, the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison. They're lovely words, aren't they? Lovely words. Yes. Notice the first thing here, the first word, is the word behold. Behold means to look intently. Behold, look intently. Now here we have these 5 points. The humble servant. What we find here is 5 snapshots. One picture after another. I just forgot to introduce that. What we have here is God saying, look, look, look. Now if you go over to chapter 49, if you go to chapter 49, the second one, notice the difference. What's the first word in chapter 49, or the second song? What's the first word, please? Listen! 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 Here in chapter 42, verse 1 is, look! Look intently. So this servant now, God says, I'm going to show you something, and I'm going to show you pictures of his activity. So it's 5 pictures. So you can go into the Messianic gallery, you see, and on the wall, you can have these pictures. 5 of them, according to our notes, of everything that the Lord Jesus will do. And they are estimation, God's estimation of him, look at him. Secondly, God's preparation of him, look at it, look what I did in preparing him. Number 3, look at him, look where he's going and what he's going to do. Number 4 is, look at him, this is how he's going to work, this is how he's going to work. Number 5, look at the people and what's going to happen because of his coming. So we have 5 pictures. Look, look, behold. For the second song, it's going to be, listen. Listen, listen to the next thing that says. Listen to the next thing that's going to be said. Listen to the next thing that's going to be said. So we have these different characteristics as we have the servant portrayed for us. Now in Isaiah chapter 41, verses 28 and 29, it's somewhat of a context here. Just a quick background. Chapter 40, chapter 41, verses 27 and 28, which reads, "The first time I said to Zion, 'Look, there they are,' and I will give to Jerusalem one who brings good tidings, I looked, but there was no man. I looked among them, but there was no counselor, who, when I asked of them, could not answer a word." What a strange situation the Lord's talking about. Then he says, here, I couldn't find a man. Then in chapter 42, I found one now. Look, here he is, my deliverer, the promised seed from Genesis 3:15. Here he is. Look at him. Look what I've done for him. Look what he's going to do for me. That's a good background. I looked. Now I found a man. The first one there is in verse 1, Isaiah 42, verse 1. Estimation is my heading. Read verse 1, please. Yourself. "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to Hagoyim, to the Gentiles. He will not cry out," and so on and so on. Verse 1. What does Yahweh, the Lord, think about this worker? That's the simple word for servant. The worker. Okay. Anyone not being employed here? I mean, you may be super rich, but I think most of us have been employed and gone to work. Yeah, I did. Up at 20 to 6 to go off to work. Yeah, in the dark, picking my clothes. And off to work, to serve the government. But here, the Lord's got a worker. The Lord's, he's got someone that's going to do this work. The work of redemption. The work of conquering sin. The work of bringing back the Garden of Eden on the earth with all its glory. When the Lord can walk with humanity and there is no sin. Yeah, that's the target, you see. Well, what does the Lord think about this servant? You tell him, what does he think about him? Verse 1. I tell you what, can you say this about your children? I hope so. Sorry, Ben, I looked. It's Ben, the son of David. Yeah. David, Ba. Ben. Yeah. I can say that about my boy and my girl. We'll often say, "Where my wife," I just said it yesterday, "we're so thankful that our children are the Lord's, haven't caused us much trouble, and they happen to both be serving the Lord. We have to be very thankful, and we delight in them." So this is God now talking about this servant, in whom my soul delights. I uphold him. Does the Lord Jesus Christ do something for you? Or is he just a theological tenet that's going to solve all the problems? Is he someone that you can say publicly, "I love you, Lord Jesus Christ"? We have that in our meeting. We have open worship. And it's worship. Adoration and trust. Adoration and praise of the Lord. And it's lovely to hear new converts say publicly, "I love you, Lord. You are my delight." Praise the Lord. I hope you can.